You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right.
Well, we'll take it somewhere.
All right. Yes. Okay. Got a big story coming up, the big reveal from RFK Jr.
Oh, boy.
As said and passed along by Trump.
This is a good one.
I don't even understand that. You know, this is his big announcement. These are the big decisions that HHS is making.
Right.
And he didn't say anything. He's just
he's off to the side.
He's in the background.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that.
He did complain to Trump about, you know, don't say this. Don't. That's not necessarily true. But, you know, Trump said, "Ah, the heck with you. I can say anything
right.
I want."
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
We'll get to that.
Yes. It's 7 minutes past the hour. It's a cloudy start this morning. Some sunshine trying to peek through. Highs around 73 today, right now 61. And it's time for us to reveal the key word for this hour in our Go for the Green and Gold. Go for the Green and Gold. Text to win multi-state contest.
Yes.
It's multi-state now, John.
Wow, that's right.
Michigan, the Upper Peninsula,
yes.
And up in here in Minnesota.
They count now.
Yes. Well, this is your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every time you enter, it puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Now, what you need to do is download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button to send the keyword into us before 8 a.m. What is the keyword this hour? Well, it is rival. Rival. That's R-I-V-A-L. Rival. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got until 8 a.m. to send that in, but there'll be other chances and other keywords later today at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. In those hours, you can get other keywords and enter throughout the day here on Civic Media. Again, the keyword this hour is rival, R-I-V-A-L. Okay, good luck. We'll notify you if you are the winner.
All right, sounds great.
And you can go to civicmedia.us for all the rules. All right, well, Jimmy Kimmel's on the air tonight, by the way.
Yes, he
just
is.
A real reminder, he's coming back. Oh, boy, that'll be a big show.
Yeah.
See how they handle that.
Unless you have Sinclair Broadcasting, they're not going to have that show.
Really?
Can you imagine their ratings going down? I know late night isn't a big time for the TV stations, necessarily.
Now, here, the ABC affiliate is not owned by Sinclair. Mm. WKOW should be able to broadcast that.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So what do you have there?
Well, I've got the big story here and the big announcement. RFK Jr. had some big, big decisions to make, and he made them, but that was conveyed through Trump. I don't know why.
They had a press conference,
Who knows why? Yeah, it was a big press conference. Please. So anyway, why don't we just get to these cuts? This is cut 169, and this is Dr. Trump, backed up by RFK Jr., who is not a doctor. Let's listen.
Hepatitis B.
They're formed by that time. Yeah. Right, it's a revolution right there. Okay, well, you know, I have to correct that. Sexual, right? Okay, well, anyway, early protection. Babies are particularly vulnerable to hepatitis B infection because they have come in contact with the virus during birth. Call that sexual, I'm not quite sure. Shortly after being born. Of course, getting the vaccine reduces the transmission of hepatitis B. Vaccination helps prevent the spread of hepatitis B from mothers to babies and among infants. The first dose is given within 24 hours of birth. So you don't have to necessarily have sexual activity to come in contact in childbirth.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go now. This is cut 172. I shortened this cut. We played it yesterday, but I made it a little bit shorter, so at least we got the idea that Tylenol does not cause autism. And okay. This is, here, RFK Jr. and Trump announced no more Tylenol for pregnant moms, okay?
Okay.
Tylenol does not cause autism. This is Dr. Vin Gupta, his comment on it. Let's listen. Yeah. A lot of kids. Okay. And making policy, public health policy.
Right.
Now let's listen to the actual chaotic announcement that Trump made, directing everybody to follow his orders. Let's listen. Let's cut 171.
Okay.
Cut 171. Let's listen.
Go.
There you go. Yeah, that's good now.
Really?
Okay. All right, so there you go. Let's correct that one.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Amish not having autism, the misconception that the Amish do not have autism began with anecdotal reports, but has since been debunked by scientific research. Okay. And that's why even Bobby Kennedy said, hey, back off on that. I can see anything I want. Damn it, I'm the president. Come on, people believe everything I say anyway, like CJ, he understands. He believes everything.
Can say anything he wants except acetaminophen. I can't say it either. Should we go to CJ?
Yeah, well, why not? You know, he believes everything he's heard from Trump so far, so let's see if he's gone ahead with this one.
Good morning, CJ.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I love your introductions all the time. You lucked out yesterday. My phone was froze up this weekend, so I couldn't call you yesterday. But, the word of the hour, I think, is rival.
Yeah. Yes.
But what we witnessed this past weekend was a revival, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The
yes.
tyrant dies and his rule is over. The martyr dies and his rule just begins.
Yes.
Well, watched 100+ million live stream it. More and more watch Charlie Kirk's memorial this weekend than any civilian in the history of the world.
Well, you don't think it's like people maybe curious rubbernecking, like an accident, they had to see it, right?
No, I think that the word of God is being spread through this country through young men.
I don't think God would ever say some of the things that Charlie Kirk has said. I just don't think so. I have reservations about that one.
Okay, well, they had an event last night in Minneapolis. They had to turn away thousands and put them in the overflow like they did this event. Did you watch the event this weekend?
No, of course not.
Saw a few minutes of it.
Yeah, I saw a few minutes, but that's not really watching it.
Yeah, that's what you guys do. You watch little snippets of things, and then you pick and choose how you can attack your opponents or... You know,
that wasn't a memorial service. It was a rally.
Yeah, it was a rally. It wasn't a memorial.
It was a beautiful Christian rally for a man who achieved something that, you know.
What? What did he achieve?
Across the aisle, he took on all comers, you know, kind of the way I come into the lion's den of WMDX.
That's right. We you know, are playing the role of Kirk right now, and you...
Well, yeah, I guess while allowing me to come in the Lion's Den, you guys do, but you've always been very nice, so it's never been an issue. But I think what we saw with Charlie Kirk, I saw him at his first event over a year ago now at the University of Wisconsin. Uh-huh. And there was 1,500 kids there. And, yeah, he took on all comers. He, freedom of speech, he let people who disagreed with him, who hated him, walk up to a microphone and let them try to prove him wrong. And he did it with grace and humility, and he took their attacks.
That's not true.
And some he changed their minds, guys. It was beautiful.
Yes.
It was what this country's all about.
All right.
Persuading people.
All right. Well, you know, I've got not only were we going to play this, but I have coming up in just a few moments, Michelle Substack. You might want to check her out. She is a former Turning Point USA worker. And she's come out, and she's telling her story about being part of Turning Point USA and warning others about that. Now, one of the things I have to admit, you know, there was a graphic about Turning Point USA's current chapters, and there are 1,200 chapters in high schools, which is very sad and scary, 900 college chapters. I mean, they're going for the little kids here, you know, in high schools.
They had 75,000 inquiries for new chapters.
Well, I had 62,000 plus
requests. That was prior to this weekend.
For new
now
chapters.
It's over 75,000. God bless America,
now,
baby.
Now, here's a question, CJ, for you, on this.
No,
this is the whole thing. Charlie is not around now, and so they're joining up, you know, Turning Point USA. Leaderless, essentially. There's no one there.
There's no one there that's going to give the same message.
No one's going to be able to give the same message.
Not hear his widowed wife, Erica.
Yeah.
Listen to that speech. You think it's
I heard that. Actually, I heard that speech. Yep. All right.
All right, CJ.
CJ, thanks. Thanks for the call.
19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Get the inside on the outside, whether you like it or not, on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pity.
Capital City, Madison, John and Gordy, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app.
Got a little sunshine peeking through the clouds over State Street this morning,
right? Gorgeous
downtown.
Right,
yeah, it's looking not bad at all, but there were some clouds earlier, and we might get some more clouds a little bit later on.
I got a text here.
What do you got there?
I just want to make sure that, you know, Kurt, you can start listening to the station again. You said I switched to elevator music for the next 5 minutes
when CJ was
on.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway.
Let's get to Brittany Merlot. She's patiently waiting for us. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy that you have some sunshine. I was shocked to see it on your face. I could see it.
Yeah, just reflecting isn't that crazy?
Well, I know. It just came. I mean, it was really cloudy just 5 minutes ago, but now we're getting a little break here, just for a few minutes anyway. So what do we expect today? What do you think?
All right. So if you have any fog still lingering by you, it's almost gone. It's clearing out of here. We will see more clouds than sunshine, but hey, look, we still got spots of it.
Yes.
High is comfortable in the mid-70s, and we're looking at all the rain staying south and into Illinois, so a rather dry day today. And then the only chance I'm really seeing is a few spotty sprinkles possible tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
We get a little cooler to about 70, and then it's done. We've got a high pressure that moves in and gives us sunshine all week into the weekend and into next week, too.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So looking pretty good.
Yeah, I preserved my deck a little too early.
Really?
Maybe it'll dry out, you know, with the water and the sealer.
Really?
Oh,
is it look?
Did it ruin it?
Does it look okay?
It looks okay, but you know, it's going to be a big problem for me in the future. I can see that.
You got to have all of us over for it. You know, you got to, you know.
Yeah, the big big stairway,
a big opening. Yes,
ribbon cutting and everything. Huh?
It's a wood stairway. That's what I was preserving, not just the deck.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for explaining it.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
But it sounds great, fantastic, and the temperatures will be in the 70s. Is that what you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how? Much 70s through Thursday, and then we might be flirting with 80 for the weekend and into early next week.
Okay. And how are we doing on the fall color leaf change thing?
Yes.
Where are things going with that? It looks like some of them are changing quite a lot pretty fast around here.
They are. Right now, you about 30 to 50% in some places. If you head up north, Green Bay is a good spot to stop. Go to Eagle River. Also, Medford and Spooner. So pretty much north of 29, once you start getting up there, it is popping vibrant.
Wow.
But that's headed your way soon.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Beautiful. All right, Brittany. Good. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a good.
All right.
You have a great day. That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. We want to remind you, you can win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. We're celebrating the fact that they were nominated in the Best of Madison, along with John and Gordy. Of course, we didn't win. We didn't even place or show. Didn't get in the top three. We're not bitter or angry about it, are we, John? We're going to be okay.
We're just fine, you know, losing to somebody who does 1 day a week.
1 day a week.
1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. Anyway, back to this. You can get a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. And all you need to do is just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, enter to win. We draw one winner a week. We throw out all the entries and start all over again on Monday. So get in there. Enter.
All right.
You could win. Okay.
Cody is worried here. He says, if they put these turning point chapters in high schools and I hear about one thing of hate in those schools, that's 100% propaganda or indoctrination. Say something about it, Cody. Complain to your school. And, of course, we have your neighbors, I believe.
Yes, right there. Let CJ know there were more people watching Farm Aid and we were following the gospel of Neil Young. Okay. That's right. Farm Aid was this past week.
Yes.
With Neil Young and Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, the usual gang. Let's see. Do we have time to go to Charles?
Yeah, we got Charles, right?
Yes.
Let's go to Charles.
Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Sorry, CJ. Nobody wanted to watch the racist Klan rally. It was supposed to be a memorial for someone that was shot and killed, and you had Trump and Miller talking hate. Nobody wanted to see the Klan rally, and I think they have it all wrong. They keep talking about how this guy was able to go in and let people and he had debates with people. Did he ever have debate with grown adults? Or did he just go to colleges and debate 19, 20, and 21-year-olds?
That's a great point, Charles. Absolutely.
And an adult that actually knew what they were talking about. And at the end of the day, I don't care how calm he was, and he wasn't always calm because he shut people down.
Yeah.
He still said horrific things about people of color, gay people, LGBTQ people. So that does not make him a saint. He's not a Christian. He didn't follow the word of Jesus. I'm not sure who these – I know who they follow. They follow Donald Trump. but they definitely don't follow a Jesus that accepted everyone.
Right.
Charles, well, great point.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I just want to play.
We got a minute here.
I do have something that's like a half a minute, but I'm not going to get into it here. It's Trump and his think, I can hate my opponents.
All right, we'll get to that in a few minutes, but I want to remind everybody our key word this hour is rival. This is for our Go for the Green and Gold Text Win contest, and that word is rival. Just download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX, text the word RIVAL in before 8 a.m. You'll be in for a chance to win $200 cash plus a piece of gold jewelry, and you'll also be in for the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. All right. 29 past.
Let's listen to a little gospel from Neil Young.
All right. Midwest Food and Farm Report's coming up.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a beautiful morning in Madison. We saw the leaf blower guy out on State Street, finally.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of him lately.
He's
but
dusted
now,
off that leaf blower.
Yeah, now the fall leaves are starting to fall.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's got some work to do.
Boy, he's got a lot of work to do. Oh, my gosh.
It is 7:35. Sunshine mixed in with clouds today, highs in the mid-70s, right now 63 degrees. And just watching our Scripps television here, cable, one of our own there, Kristen Lyerly, on with Scripps News this
talking morning. Talking about the Tylenol debate.
Yes.
There's no debate, really, you know, it's just...
Tylenol's okay.
It's mad science from RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to... We were talking about Turning Point USA, and I have a clip here from Michelle's Substack. Okay, that's what she calls herself. And she was a former Turning Point worker. So let's listen to her story. This is the very first post that she's had on it, and she'll have a continuing series of episodes in the future. This is cut 148. Let's listen to Michelle. Or Caroline.
Okay.
Well, that's honest. Mm-hmm. Yep, there it is.
Okay.
She's got more episodes to come. Again, that is at Michelle's Substack, and that's Caroline. All right.
Okay. Yeah. She makes all good points there. Yeah. I mean, she was all in, and now she's all out.
It's amazing how, you know, the message from MAGA or on the right or Republicans for many years is that government shouldn't get in the way. You should hate government. You don't want government to help.
Big
government. They can't. They make everything worse. Well, only on the right. Do they make things worse? It doesn't happen on our side of the aisle, but all right. I mean, we're pro-democracy here, okay?
Yeah.
I want to get to something also that came up during that whole memorial is that, you know, we're supposed to forgive and forget and patch things up, right? But Trump said no. He wants to continue to hate his opponents. So this is cut 166. A reporter asked Caroline Leavitt, what is this thing that Trump did there? You know, is he trying to tap things down a little bit or not? Oh, that's all right. Authentically himself, and that's the excuse for not tamping things. And okay, all right. Keep pouring more gasoline on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happened recently. I thought this is interesting, maybe even a trend. A congressional candidate was thrown to the ground by ICE.
What?
Yes. And it was caught on camera. Now, of course, Laura Ingraham played it, and she celebrated it.
Ugh.
I don't think she's fired yet, but I do want to play cut 167. Let's hear it. Good work. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, I have to say, though, I think this is going to become a meme, you know, a gotcha kind of mega meme of hypocrites celebrating violence against the left. I have a feeling that this is going to hit the fan and in not a good way. For the mega contingent and the cult.
Well, it'll be interesting to see whatever Jimmy Kimmel has to say tonight.
That's right. Disney came out with this. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. I'm sure they were very thoughtful. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. And Sinclair Broadcasting says, no way.
They're not having
we're
it.
Sticking to our guns on this thing.
Okay.
Now, I just found this absolutely hilarious This is, you know, the big thing was that autism is caused by Tylenol, according to the administration and to RFK Jr., HHS, which is completely wrong and just fabricated. So this is our healthcare system that we know today. Okay. All right. So anyway, Trump went on and on about the numbers in autism. And you don't. Well, okay. We're going to play it for you anyway. I was going to say you don't want to hear it, but we're going to play it for you because this is just way over the top. This is too bizarre. It's 160. And this is Trump explaining the numbers. Let's listen to this.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, I just want to pause here a second. He's making all of this stuff up.
He's just riffing.
He's just saying numbers. And okay, let's listen. Keep going.
Okay.
What? Yeah, that's it right there. So, you know, how can he keep the numbers straight? Seriously, he's never been able to tell the truth first, but secondly, he is not a detail person in any way, shape, or form, and he's throwing out these numbers. You know, it's almost like, we're going to give discounts for drugs 500% here, 1,000% there. He doesn't know numbers whatsoever, but he did this, and I just, it was stunning. I just love it.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning. And the numbers that he does know, he doesn't want us to know. For instance, yesterday, the inflation numbers. Well, we're just not going to tell anybody about that. Mm-hmm. And I predict today there'll be something really stupid in the next 2 hours because he's speaking to the United Nations today.
Oh, no.
You know where that's going to go.
Oh, God. God help us.
The divider-in-chief is going to speak today, and the divider-in-chief and the leader of the divided states of America. That's what he's done.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well
numbers
coming out when he does finally, you know, get the numbers on inflation.
That's right. They're holding back the numbers. We don't know what's going on.
Well, they have to adjust. We're going to adjust them.
Well, isn't that just an indication, a tip of the hand, maybe, that they're not so good? All
probably.
Right. What the hell,
Just tell everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're holding the numbers.
All right. Now, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. He's a press guy now, and he asked Trump, what do the Democrats stand for? This is cut 171. This is the answer that Trump gave. Let's listen. No, that's not it. That's not it.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. It's one of those cuts near there.
One of the near?
It's got to be 170.
Now you're having trouble with the numbers.
You know, when I start getting into the triple digits, I'm all confused.
Okay.
You know?
All right. We got a minute. Let me look.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let me just remind everybody one more time, because we've got a little time before 8 o'clock rolls around, that now's your chance to win or enter to win the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest, your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. So this keyword this hour is rival, R-I-V-A-L. That's rival. Got to get it in before 8 a.m. Download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX. Coming right back with more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Get on the good foot.
Get on the good foot.
John and Gordy in the morning. We'll be having a very good morning. WMDX 92.7. Text us or voice note us or give us a call as well. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, 608-879-8255. And I was mentioning right before we took a little time out there, the text to win contest. Go for the green and gold. Still have a few more minutes till 8 a.m. to get that keyword in. Keyword is rival, and up for grabs, $200 cash plus a piece of gold jewelry, and every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for an indoor club-level tickets, a pair of tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. A bunch of people have entered here at the last minute, like Cliff and McFarland, Terry from Cross Plains. You still have a few more minutes to get in on this. Bob from Madison is in. Dana from Sun Prairie. The list goes on and on. Jeff from Madison. Getting in entries from all over. So that's get right. Your entry in. You got a few more minutes. Text to win for the Go for the Green and Gold contest. You can get contest details at WMDXradio.com or civicmedia.us.
And that game's going to be good. The Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah. That's the game. Minnesota, Green Bay.
Definitely a big game.
Okay.
All right, now, just after ripping into Trump for not getting his numbers straight, I made mistakes.
Started having trouble with your numbers.
I can't get my numbers straight either.
The confusion just is contagious. Yeah.
So anyway, that 171 turned out to be a 161. So let's listen to, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend asking Trump, what do the Democrats do? Well, let's listen.
Okay.
No. The CR. Well, that's it. So there you go. You ask a simple question, you get a dumb answer.
I wonder if they just can't stop him from talking, even on, especially on the plane. When he's on Air Force One, it's pretty much anything goes. And he just comes out because he wants to stretch his legs and meet with the press for a couple of minutes, and then here comes the ramble.
Yabber, yabber.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Now, he also went on and on about the cities that he wants to invade. And,
oh, boy. Really? Who's next?
Well, you know, somebody's thinking, you know, this is a blatant act of treason that a president would openly come out and say he's going to invade cities. But it's true. And this is cut 163. Let's listen to this.
Okay. 163.
So somewhere along the way, and I'm trying to clarify here, he's saying that we can't have those people in this country. Is there a way to completely eliminate criminality in this country? Everywhere?
So.
Is that there may he can reach pretty high on this thing. But we're not getting rid of the criminals and the bad elements in society, whether they're in the city or in the rural areas. They're going to be here, you know, and that's why we have the police, the FBI. That's why we investigate right. these things so we can discover who they are and arrest them.
Right. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Got a couple of minutes here. Trace is calling from Portage. Good morning, Trace. Hey, what do you got for us?
Hi, good morning, guys. Yeah, I just wondered real quickly that that clip you played from the woman from Turning Point, I can really relate to that. I was raised evangelical Christian, which was akin to almost Hitler Youth, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind people that these people, these extreme Christians, view this as spiritual war. So in their faith and their politics are tightly wound up. My mom is still a hardcore Trumper, and she doesn't want to be in the group chat with me and my brother anymore because of it. But these people are intrinsically tied to their faith, and they view it as a holy war that's really happening right now.
Yeah. That's right.
So yes. they don't view us as political opponents. They view us as literally the devil. So I think that's an important distinction to make when trying to talk to these people, because they view us as inherently evil in a biblical sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly
that's
right.
A good
Trace,
point, Trace,
thank you for that call.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah. You know, after listening to that, my mega friend in Milwaukee is a born-again Christian, always spouting Bible passages to me, and I keep telling him, stop it, because I don't want you forcing your stuff on me. But I told him, he says, why don't you just, you know, come, you know, turn to the light. Mm. And I said, you know what, I can't do it now, because Christianity has become political.
Yeah.
And it's your politics that has tainted Christianity. Mm-hmm. And there is no way I would join anything that is anywhere near what you're espousing. It's just, it's a horrible, horrible, ugly side of religion.
Mm. Yeah, there's a new book by John Fugelsang called Separation of Church and Hate. And we want to try to reach out to him and see if we can get him on the show. It's really fascinating. That's got to do it for us for today. Coming up next is Stephanie Miller. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday. That'll put a cork in the bottle.
That's about it for us. It's time to drink.
John Hemp, day drinking is back. Have a great day, so long.
All right.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.